Dear Diary, after the revolution, hundreds of us were terrified. The war for independence had to be by far the biggest war. The Articles of Confederation did such a bad job to shape our country. Shea himself fought in a lot of the toughest and bloodiest battles yet, but he definitely knew how to lead people in combat, which was exactly what he had done. But before that, many farmers, including myself, had to sell their farms to pay off debts due to the war and market businesses. Shea was being a leader and told all of us that we needed to close down the courts and stand outside, refusing the congressmen to enter, so they were not able to take away our farms and our land. We brought weapons, too. Conventions were held to determine what we would do about this. We decided to rebel. This was obviously no surprise, though we showed events leading up to this point. All we did was seek justice, and we were ignored. That's when Shea trained our army with a secondary sword, since the first one from Lafayette was so to pay off Zeb. The east end was higher than us, and we're not making laws to benefit the west end. Then we put hemlocks in our hair against this revolution. This was bad. Bankruptcy businesses were closing down, and mobs were threatening our lives. Finally, the court system did something. Anyone who went against laws were imprisoned or killed. Knox then wrote Washington's notes about the rebellion, informing him and persuading him to come out of retirement to lead and come and create a whole new government. Washington agreed, shutting our rebellion down, making a scared army. Washington was then known as the father of the country. They threw away the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution was signed into law. This was one long journey, I had to admit, for a country to get up on its feet and become stable. But it was all worth it in the end. Sincerely, Felipe.